With Election Day just a week and a half away, Senator Scott Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren continue to work hard for votes. Both campaigns are seeking to woo minority community voters, but not without some controversy, as WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
When Republican Senator Scott Brown arrived for a campaign event in Watertown yesterday, one man and his entourage stood out in a T-shirt saying, "Obama supporters for Brown." African-American men wearing these T-shirts began showing up last week, passing out Scott Brown campaign flyers in Dudley Square.
So you guys are supporting Scott Brown?
No comment. We're just campaigning for Scott Brown.
This man says he's unemployed, that he normally works for a building supply company. He wouldn't give his name, but referred me to a campaign office on Blue Hill Avenue in Grove Hall. Robert Lewis, who says he supported Brown in the 2010 election, is the campaign director of the newly opened Obama Supporters for Brown office. He says they're not always well received.
We've heard, I can't even repeat half the stuff. But, you know, we got thick skin and we believe what we're doing.
Lewis says some of those passing out Brown campaign flyers are being paid a stipend to cover transportation, food, and other costs, such as babysitting. Others, he says, are volunteers. The outreach effort comes after Brown's Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren, gained some key support. She and Brown had been invited to a forum sponsored by a wide range of organizations representing people of color and not-for-profit organizations in Boston. Warren attended, but Brown declined, says Juan Cofield, president of the New England Area Conference of the NAACP, one of the sponsors of the forum.
We saw it as an opportunity for them both to introduce themselves to the community and to talk about policy issues in general and in particular that would have a greater impact on communities of color. And as we saw it, that just was not important to him.
Earlier this month, several prominent church leaders gave their personal blessing to Elizabeth Warren, among them the Reverend Jeffrey Brown, head of the Boston 10-Point Coalition.
We want to make clear that this is not an anti-Scott Brown. This is a pro-Elizabeth Warren gathering.
The Reverend Eugene Rivers also endorsed Warren. He says he and some of his fellow ministers had been leaning towards Brown, but the senator's failure to tangibly communicate that black voters were a priority tipped them towards Warren.
We are here standing with Elizabeth Warren because she is going to invest time, talent, and energy and helping address the issues that are important to us.
Yesterday, when asked about the Minority Forum and the minister's endorsement, Brown said,
"I don't know what you're referring to. I'd have to check with my staff.
We meet
with
big forum was about
well, I had other organizations. I've been working on issues affecting the black community since my days as a state senator working on the METCO program. I'm very content with what I've been doing in the minority community. And we'll continue to work regardless of their endorsement."
Brown supporter Robert Lewis says the early campaign missteps are in the past.
Well, that was in the beginning. He was just at Grace Church last weekend. He's done a number of events in the last couple of weeks, and he's done his part.
Over the past few months, Elizabeth Warren has visited Grace Church and several others in the Boston area. Lewis says the Obama Supporters for Brown campaign is also looking beyond Boston and has offices in Springfield and Fall River. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.